It is May the 2nd, 2025. So glad to have you joining us today. Coming up, we're going to check in with Arlen Suderman from Stone X. Apparently, there's been a Chinese government release of a propaganda video that we're going to tell you guys about. And of course, you know what day it is, so that Friday Farm Funny is coming up. It's all on the way on the Mighty 690.
The air we breathe shapes our health, even if we don't know it. But for many of us, the air we breathe is seriously hurting our health. One in five kids still lives with the dangerous effects of secondhand smoke, causing missed school from bronchitis, pneumonia, and even asthma attacks. But it doesn't have to be this way. Visit tobaccostopswithme.com to learn more about the dangers of secondhand smoke and how to protect the air we all breathe.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, China and the U.S. have officially drawn lines in the sand regarding trade and tariffs. China seems to be digging in for the long term and looking for allies. Arlen Suderman, the chief commodities economist for StoneX, talks about a video that was released this week by the Chinese government.
China's foreign ministry released a video with bilingual subtitles titled Never Kneel Down. And it was obviously a propaganda video, but it's purpose seemed to be to get other countries to join it in standing up against the quote-unquote bullying of America. And China's trying to get other countries to stand beside it because it knows, it's heard that there's 100 countries that want to negotiate lower tariffs. And it is expecting what I've said previously, that those negotiations will include clauses that help contain China.
He says China sees the U.S. negotiating with so many countries as a direct threat to their economy.
It sees this as a defining moment here, whether it's going to be ever able to achieve its goal of becoming the number one economy and the number one military in the world. I think President Trump understands that as well. So this is about far more than trade and tariffs. This is about restructuring the world order and taking it in a direction that's different from what China wanted. And so they're seeing no benefit from compromising at this point and negotiating. Meanwhile, back home in China, where they control the message, people are being told that America has been the bully and America's been the one with the unfair trade practices for many years, and that it's about time somebody stood up to America.
Suderman doesn't expect an agreement with China anytime soon.
Xi Jinping is the one who has the courage to stand up to America. And so a sense of nationalism is very strong in China right now, and Xi Jinping's popularity is very high. And so if he negotiates, he risks looking weak in doing so. And so that also is incentive for him not to negotiate. So I don't expect an agreement with China anytime soon. A little bit sobering related to that, USDA currently projects ending stocks of soybeans in China at 44 million metric tons. That's surplus supplies. That's nearly twice what they bought from us this year.
Again, that's Arlen Suderman of
Stone
X. Senator
John Thune and Tina Smith reintroduced the Strengthening Local Processing Act legislation that would give support to America's small meat and poultry processors to strengthen and upgrade their operations. The bill would give small meat processors more access to information that's critical to food safety planning, allowing for more inspector-approved meat products to be sold across state lines and direct resources towards training, education, and technical assistance grants. It's important that we invest in expanding local processing capabilities to help them meet consumer demand, said Thune. This will provide them with more local marketing opportunities. Smith also said the legislation is important to Minnesota, the largest turkey producer in the country. We know that a strong meat and poultry processing industry is critical to maintaining a stable economy, especially for our farmers, Smith said. Right now, only a handful of large companies have come to dominate the industry.
You've got farm news. With all the ups and downs in the cattle market, risk protection, one of the most important things we could be talking about. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
There's really no reason why not to take advantage of this. You don't pay the premium until the month after the expiration of your contract. You can go to bed at night knowing I have my cattle locked in. You can walk into your banker to say, I insured my cattle. I know I'm protected to move on to that next year to keep those cattle insured.
For more information, visit farmdataservices.com. Farm Data Services is an equal opportunity employer. All right, you guys, it is officially time for the Friday Farm Funny. Here we go. What happens when a cougar gets so old that they can't hear? Yeah, what happens when cougars get so old that they can't hear? Well, they become deaf leopards. You guys have a great rest of your day. I'm Casey Shepherd for KGGF. That's our farm news. Still to come this morning, Ron Hayes with our latest beef industry news. I'm Casey Shepherd for KGGF.